Well, I have no idea. What I do know is that without sequestration, the defense budget is already being cut by nearly $1 trillion over the next 10 years. There are $900 billion in program cuts already. I did about half of that in cutting or capping about 36 programs in 2009. Then we had about another $80 to $100 billion in efficiency savings in the following fiscal year. So before I left, I had already cut the program by over $400 billion. The president sat down with me in the final spring I was there and said, now I'd like for you to do that again over the next 10 years. And I said, okay, we can take a crack at it, but if you just want a number, then that's math, not strategy. And so the question is, before you make any specific budget decisions, we need to look at this strategically and be able to tell you and the Congress what we won't be able to do, what our more limited capabilities will prevent us from doing, where they will slow us down in terms of response time and so on. I started that strategic study that final spring. My successor, Leon Panetta, completed it in the fall of 2011. And that is guiding the $485 billion in addition to the $400-plus that I cut. So that's roughly $900 billion that is now on the books and very specific. Sequestration would add another $600 billion to that. And I made the point in Oklahoma City last night, I don't know how the Republicans ever signed up to this bill, because right now, defense as a percentage of federal expenditures is about 15%. That's the lowest it's been since before World War II. And yet, defense is on the hook for half of the sequestration. So, you know, I'm a history major, but I can do that math. How 15% gets to 50%, I don't understand. But the sequestration is what I and my successor and I think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have all characterized as catastrophic.